I've written a prayer about us, about where we live, and about our church and our home. And if you'll bear with me, let me read this prayer. Gracious and merciful God, on this holy night, we the people of Concordia, give you thanks and praise for the coming of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you that he comes not only into the world, but into the hearts and lives of our people, bringing light into our darkness and peace into our brokenness. We thank you also for the gift of the Holy Spirit who abides with us, dwelling in the lives of our people throughout the world, creating faith, strengthening hope, and sustaining love. Lord, on this day, bless all who gather in our church here in Bourbon and hear your word and receive your gifts. Be present among us according to your promise. Stay with us and abide with us as we rejoice in the birth of our Savior and walk with us into this coming year, that we may live as your redeemed people. And also, Lord, tonight we want to remember our members who are homebound, those unable to join us tonight in worship, and all who are separated from loved ones this night. Grant them comfort in your presence and the assurance that they're never alone, for Christ has come to dwell with his people. We lift up to you those in need, those facing personal hardships, and in this case, I know in this crowd, some real sadness tonight. For those who are sick, for those that are grieving, for those that are weary, burdened of mind and body and spirit, according to your gracious will, grant them healing, strength, patience, and peace. Let the good news of a great joy spoken by the angels bring hope to every troubled heart. All these things, O Lord, your people of Concordia lay before you tonight. We ask this in confidence, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.